Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from newsounds.org, bringing you live in-studio performances and streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. The Minneapolis electronic quintet called Polisa has just released a new album, and it sounds nothing like anything they've done before because it's not just a Polisa record. It was done in collaboration with the Berlin-based orchestral collective known as Stargaze. Together, they've released an album called Music for the Long Emergency. And with such a wide orchestral palette of instrumental colors to draw from, no surprise that the songs have a real dramatic kind of sound to them, which you will hear in our studio today. We have three members from each of the ensembles, Polisa and Stargaze, joining us to play some songs from the new album. This first one is called How Is This Happening? Here is Polisa and Stargaze live on Soundcheck.
Resisting him, resisting us.
That is Polisa and Stargaze with a song called How Is This Happening, which comes from their collaborative album, brand new, called Music for the Long Emergency. And as I mentioned in the introduction, we have three members from each of the ensembles. From Polisa, Chani Lena is the vocalist, and we've got Ryan Olson lurking in the corner, handling electronics as needed, Chris Bearden playing the bass. And from Stargaze, Micah Vanderlinde playing the flute, Marlies van Hangelen playing the oboe and its lower-pitched cousin, the English horn, and on French horn, Roman Bly. And Chani, to you and the rest of Polisa, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Very different sound from the last time you guys were here. And
yes,
that's a very different sound from what's on the record.
That is. So always a good way to start with a song that doesn't sound like anything that else that's on the record. But yeah, that's sort of this a cappella song that I wrote the lyrics to right before our first show in St. Paul, Minnesota, where it's sort of the beginning of our collaboration was a commission by Liquid Music, which is a music series in St. Paul, Minnesota, that connects kind of modern new music with kind of whatever rock bands.
Yeah. It's a program from the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra.
Yes. So, yep.
And they've done great work over the years. So that's how this meeting of musical minds happened?
Yep. Kate Nordstrom, the director of Liquid Music, which is a phenomenal program. Very much encourage you to check it out. Kate also has a program now called Infinite Palette, which connected us with Daniel Wohl this week. Daniel composed a new piece for Police on Stargaze called Angel. So we've been sort of workshopping that at Mass Mocha.
Very nice. Daniel Wohl is a composer who's been on on Show New Sounds a number of times. And so the album that you've done that's just out is called Music for the Long Emergency. Mm-hmm. Which is a dark title, and it is an album that has a lot of, I mean, you can't use the lyrics, I can't breathe anymore, without it meaning something in modern America. So how do you balance that dark and light, that acknowledgement of difficult times with, you know, not falling into despair, having some kind of hope?
I recently read a quote, and perhaps somebody can help direct who it was by, but that music is one of the greatest forms of hope. The creation of music, and I think in general, one of the greatest acts of resistance and just resisting these dark times, falling into a hole of complete apathy and the fear, is creating new things, trying to create, and especially together with people that have different views than you or come from across the ocean and have different experiences, creating new things. And the idea of creating new things is that you have hope that you'll have tomorrow to listen to them, or you'll have tomorrow to have other people enjoy them. And so this idea of what is the purpose of art, what is the purpose of music in dark times when it feels a little bit like maybe we should all just go, you know, learn to be nurses and farmers and take care of people that can't get the services and the food that they need. Where is there still a place for music? And we've decided that we are going to continue to make music. And what kind of songs do you make in that time? Do you still make love songs when it feels like the end is near? Because we still are falling in love in the midst of war and horrible times. You actually are still, you know, having kind of meaningless crushes on people. You're still falling in love. And so exploring that, this feeling of darkness, but this idea of creation is like a form of hope.
I mean, one of the problems is we look at things as everything is binary. It's either one thing or the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more we acknowledge that there are infinite shades of gray.
Yes.
And that's emotional too. I mean, yes, things can be terrible, but there can also be wonderful things happening at the same time.
Yes. And yep.
I think it was Bertolt Brecht. I mean, you talked about what kind of songs you write in dark times. I think Bertolt Brecht, I'm not going to get the quote exactly right, but it was something like, will there be music in the dark times? Mm-hmm. Yes, there will be music in the dark times. Mm-hmm. What will that music be like? Mm-hmm. It will be music about the dark times.
You know,
and then he went out and with Kurt Weill made that music.
Yeah.
So
yes,
there's a tradition here.
Yes, there is.
An important one.
Yep.
So this this meeting of Polisa and Stargaze, has mm-hmm. that led to a different way of approaching the songwriting process?
Yeah, it has. Oh, it's hard to really investigate into like your own creative ways sometimes, but it's about, you know, it's funny, we had a song with this Daniel Wohl piece which sort of required us to listen to only ourselves, because otherwise we might get messed up a little bit. Where in all of the other music that Police and Stargaze have worked on, to me, and I think probably for everybody, it involved deep listening to each other and sort of a fading away of just like of yourself and really trying to blend in to, you know, I wanted to make lyrics. I'll speak for myself, lyrics mm-hmm. and melodies that weren't the main thing, or like lyrics that didn't take away from the smoothness of the strings. I don't want to be articulating crookedly over melodies that also need to have a voice and a place. And so it involved with this many people and wanting it to be truly collaborative. I don't think I achieved it, that thing that I just did, but Micah, mm-hmm. the flutist right behind me, accompanying me, it's like I'm actually trying to accompany her. So there's, in songwriting and everything with each other, with Police and Stargaze, it's been sort of like a crushing down of maybe of like hierarchies of like a soloist or this.
Right.
But trying to truly build a song together from the start.
And where the voice is not foreground and everyone else background, but everything is foreground.
Yeah. For instance, when we did a kind of a reimagining of Steve Reich's music for Pieces of Wood, the vocals are another instrument that is accompanying what the instruments are doing. I'm in the background trying to see how I can, you know, polyrhythm over everybody else so that I'm not in the way, but still getting to participate.
Right. Well, I mean, Steve Reich, over the course of a long career as one of America's leading composers, has, you know, really used the voice mm-hmm. just as another instrument
yes.
in his ensemble.
Yep.
So I loved what you guys did, Police and Stargaze, with the album called Bruise Blood, mm-hmm. a reimagining of Steve Reich's music for Pieces of Wood, mm-hmm. which is now for lots of different sounds. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this next song, Agree, because you make a distinction here between belief and agreement, that mm-hmm. one does not necessarily follow the other.
Yeah, it's the idea of, and I guess, sort of enlightenment of, at this point in time, most people I know have seen hundreds of marriages, if not in the news or just their friends, fall apart, disintegrate, mm-hmm. but yet still, we're still going to marriages. There's the idea that it's very difficult, and not even just necessarily marriage, but maybe monogamous relationships and how they can be so challenging, but we continue to go through them. We're like stuck in these rituals, even though we know better, and we sort of, yeah, the ritualistic aspect of life, the continuation to keep on going forward and not inventing new ways of doing love, and kind of sticking in these old formats, but still finding like joy and positivity in those too. Just kind of the confusion of being a human and knowing better and but still wanting to continue on in this like path of ritual that is sort of bizarre to me, but also comforting, I guess.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying before about, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a binary thing.
No,
you know,
it's not.
It's
yeah.
all mixed together.
Yeah.
And it looks like Mike is switching from the flute to the bass flute for this piece.
Exciting.
I love the sound of that instrument. Don't get to hear it a lot, but we'll hear it now. In a live performance, Polisa and Stargaze are here with us in the Soundcheck studio. The new album is called Music for the Long Emergency, and this song is called Agree.
Thank you. to fall in love. Why am I so far from where I start from? Existing him, my blood is thin, sharing all the air I breathe, my secrets and my sins. Distant walls and desires and leads, wanna please you, baby, tongue in teeth, being good to you while losing me. Somehow we think we're friends, somehow we think we're free. But what is love anyway? You don't believe in that, you agree with me. But what is love?
Once again, Police and Stargaze, live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Agree from their collaborative record called Music for the Long Emergency. And we heard a couple of different instruments there. Roman playing both the French horn and the trumpet, and Marlies was playing both the oboe and the English horn. And as we mentioned earlier, Micah just staying on the bass flute for that song. And Chris helping out on backing vocals, Channy, and, you know, that gets into more kind of pop music territory in terms it's got like a regular rhythm and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But the arrangement makes it something different yet again. Who did the arrangements? How did that get worked out? And
well, I'm going to give the microphone to Roman.
Let's take the effects off the microphone first, if we could.
I'd love to.
Only need to hear one Roman talking, not three.
No, most of the arrangements have been made all together. Like, the first time we met, we could spend 5 days in Berlin, and at the same time we composed the songs, we actually got to just figure out our own parts. So, yeah, it's a collective arrangement, like,
because
for 90% of it.
So, for that song, you and Marlies are kind of answering each other.
That, for instance, was a melody that Ryan brought, and we thought, okay, how can we make it clash a little bit? This is a sweet melody. This is the same thing, dark and bright.
Right.
Like, it's a sweet melody, but when you overlap one note with another, then suddenly it becomes really spooky somehow. Like,
Yeah. All right, so the album is called, Channy, as I said, Music for the Long Emergency. What is the long emergency?
Well, it is in reference to a book that Polisa has talked about on the road for our past, we're going on 7 years, kind of referenced this idea of peak oil, the sort of a time when are we in the long emergency right now, or is it coming when we're sort of our resources are tapped and we have this long, long period in the world's history when we sort of are going towards the end. And it's a constant tour of conversation, and it felt at the time of writing this record leading up to the 2016 election that we were perhaps in it or entering, and climate change and economic disparities and all these, you know, rise of all those things. So
the idea that 100 years from now, water might be the most valuable commodity, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
And yeah, this idea of peak oil, I was a part of a neighborhood group where, you know, John at the end of the block raised hawthorn bushes and chestnuts. And then a couple doors down, that's the like rain garden water preserver person. Then we have a couple blocks down there, like the house builder kind of people. Everybody in the neighborhood has a responsibility so that you can truly be like a collective of everybody bringing their gifts and talents to the group. And making music is, in a big group like this, is very much like sort of a sweet little anarchist collective.
Gosh, it sounds like Polisa van rides are pretty heavy affairs.
Yes, they are.
Usually it's just who gets to control the CD player.
We like to talk. We like to chat it up. Yeah, we have some podcasts, but yeah, we have probably our leader, Drew, who's one of our drummers, is probably like the conversation.
He drives the conversation.
He drives the kind of conversation, keeps it going. But yeah, we all like to really like debate and talk things out and talk about music too, what we're all listening to. But
So there are two projects so far from this collaboration. Bruised Blood came out a few months back. That's the reimagining of the Steve Reich work. Now we have Music for the Long Emergency. Is this a sustainable thing, given the fact that the two groups exist on two different continents?
I don't know what the future holds, but already Chris Bearden has his own project called Invisible Boy, and already some members of Stargaze have played on that. Ryan Olson is putting on a record called Swamp Dog that he produced, and some of members of Stargaze recorded on that a couple nights ago. I'm finding that if not just this directly, we'll all keep on working with each other. I'd love to make more music as Police and Stargaze too, but already that is sort of happening.
So tell me about this next piece called Fake Like.
Well, I usually have a song in every batch of songs and lyrics as sort of like a little nod to my writing partner and life partner, Ryan Olson. This is kind of a song about our beginnings. You know, Ryan kind of wrote the beginning melody too, and then the group as a whole figured out a way to mess with that. It's kind of an interesting opportunity to hear him very stripped down.
Yeah, it's almost unplugged, but it's certainly stripped down.
Yes.
So let's hear this this version of Fake Like from Polisa and Stargaze. You'll find a version on the album called Music for the Long Emergency, but this is a live performance.
think like I don't mind when the other girls around. But I hope you'll notice the way I lose the focus in your eyes. But I hope you'll notice the darkness when I'm gone, they won't subside.
Such a cool sound. Polisa and Stargaze, members of each band, playing live for us here in the studio, and a song called Fake Like. They have collaborated on an earlier record called Bruise Blood, but their brand new album together is called Music for the Long Emergency. And it's almost orchestral at times, this album, Chani, but even in this kind of, I'll call it a chamber music version, it's a lovely kind of sonic palette that you guys are working with.
Stargaze are very amazing.
Yeah.
We're very honored to play with them. Yeah. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in and playing for us. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.